human beings are multidimensional. We don't get that. We think we're just one-dimensional, maybe two we'll get in. We don't see that there's 18, 20, 50, hundreds of dimensions that are all part of this transitional process called humanity. And that when you get this inside of you, that death is no longer anything to be terrified of. It's just you understand, you know, it isn't a belief, it isn't a faith, it isn't a religious thing. It's an understanding that you can't kill thought. And form never dies. It is always just in transition. And if you just ask yourself the question, am I a body with a soul, or am I a soul with a body? And if you know that you're a soul with a body, if you know that you aren't this body, and that you've been in many bodies already. You've been in this little body, and then in this 12-year-old body, and this 18-year-old body. You've been in all these bodies. When there's no form left to any of them, you take on a whole new approach to this terrifying thing called aging or dying. I had to address the Florida Council on the Aging last week. I was the keynote speaker. And I got up there, and I said, and there were all of these people who work with aging people and all these older people and so on. And I got up, and my opening line was, you've asked me to be the keynote speaker on a subject that I don't believe in. I don't believe in aging. You can't age thought. You can't age spirit. You can't age divinity. You can't age feeling. You can only age form. And I know that's not just me. And that's what this whole thing is about. That's really what we're talking about. Understanding that who you are, because you can't touch, feel, grab, and do all that stuff you can do with that pile of bones and gristle and veins and things like that. And because you can't get a hold of all of that, doesn't mean that it doesn't exist any more than the wind doesn't exist because you can't get a handful of it. No one has ever seen the wind. You can't see wind. You can't hold wind. You can't smell wind. You can't touch wind. You can only see the results of wind. That's all. You know that wind exists, but nobody's ever seen wind. How can you do that? So it exists independent of whether you can touch it or grab it or not. And as you get into this awakening process, this highest level, that frees you from all of the stuff that immobilizes most people, all of the anguish, all the depression, all of the having to get ahead, all of the accumulation anxieties, all the type A behavior and the hurry sickness that we suffer from. That stuff becomes something in the past that is just thought. It's just there. And you'll never, ever be knocked around by it again. So thought is an endless energy that goes on and on. And if you know that that's who you are, this ability to think. And for the skeptics, I would suggest to you that what you do is you think about everything that's ever happened to you up until this moment and understand that all of it up until right now in this moment that you are alive is in the realm of thought. You can't touch any of it. You can't have any of it. And yet it's very real for you. You can get very emotional about it. You can have experiences through that thought, but you can't ever have it. You can't ever touch it in the form sense. So that your whole experience of your past up until this very second is all in thought and nothing more. Right? And yet it's very real. And then I would say to you that to think about everything that's going to happen to you from this second on and to understand that that's also nothing more than pure thought. You can't have any of that. You can't touch tomorrow. You can't get a hold of your goals. You can't have those and dissect them and treasure them. You can't take tomorrow's BMW and drive it. That's all just thought. And yet you can also have the experience within your form, within yourself, through thought. So your whole past and your whole future are a thought. So that only leaves you with now. Then what you do is you look at now and you look at all the things that are important to you that you want for yourself. And you start with your children and your wife or your husband and your co-workers and your parents and all of these people. And you understand that the only way you can ever experience them in the moment is through thought, through your mind. You can't do it any other way. You can't get behind their eyeballs and be them. That's the limitation of form. So you can only do that through thought. And then you take all of the stuff that you want to accumulate and you begin to see that that's only thought too. That's only thought. You can't be a diamond. You can't be a new house. You can't even have it. You can't even own it. It is only in your mind that you do something with it. And you can experience it, but you can't have it.